Now I want to talk about being inside the BI triangle. And the base of it is cash flow management. Because once you understand cash flow management, you understand it also affects the entire BI triangle. It is said that 9 out of 10 businesses go broke in the first 5 years of business. Actually, it's about 3 years. And the primary reason they go broke is fundamentally because they don't know how to manage their money. As I said earlier, Rich Dad's single most important word was the word cash flow in business. You had to learn how to manage it. I oftentimes find people who are bad at cash flow management. So they get this bright idea. They think, oh, maybe the way to solve this problem is go make more money. So they either work harder at their job or they start a part-time business or they go off on their own. And what happens is they make more money, but that money just magnifies their incompetence at managing cash flow. So that's why my Rich Dad often said money doesn't make you rich. Money has the power to make you rich as well as make you poor. Lottery winners and sports stars are the case in point. It's not money, it's their mismanagement of their cash flow that makes them poor. So personally as well as business-wise, I think it's probably the most important subject a person can learn. But I never really found out how important it was until I started my first big business. And that was a nylon and Velcro wallet business. And we went big. Millions of dollars were coming in. And so my little minuscule inability to manage money got bigger. It's like I magnified it. And so today when I speak to you, there's some charge in my stomach. And my little tummy is full of scars because I didn't listen to my Rich Dad. And I learned it the hard way, as they say. So when I speak to you about cash flow management, when I find the classes I'm talking to checking out on me, I get on them, just as my Rich Dad got on me, because it's not how much money you make, it's how well you manage what you make that makes you rich or poor. That's why I speak so strongly on the subject. So now that I've stressed it enough, now you may understand why it's at the base of the inside of the BI triangle, and why Diane Kennedy is not only my advisor, but one of my best friends, but also my mentor and teacher, because I too didn't like numbers. But just because I don't like numbers, it's not an excuse to not learn it. So that's why I have Diane with me right now. Welcome to this part of the BI Triangle, Diane.
Thank you. I have a little story that I want to share about cash flow management and the difference that can really occur when you start to get some understanding and financial literacy around understanding your financial statements. True story, it was 10 years ago when I first met two different guys, and we're going to call them Bob and Steve. Both of them were involved in construction trade, very similar businesses, and they both 10 years ago were making about $50,000 a year. Steve still to this day makes $50,000 a year. Now Bob makes over $1 million a year, and by the way, he also has net worth of over $10 million a year. And as you're listening to this, you might think, okay, Bob therefore worked harder, worked smarter, had a better product, did something. No. The only difference between the two was that every quarter, Bob insisted that we had a meeting and he went through every line on his financial statement so he could learn what it took to make a business successful. From that, he learned what were the results, he learned how to read the financial statements, and even more importantly, he learned how cash flowed in his business. He knew what made it flow well and he knew what made it flow out. He changed as he needed to, and as he did that, suddenly he was able to make a lot more money, and even more importantly, keep it. So the education around cash flow management is absolutely critical.
For those of you out there, you know, some of you may want to stay employees the rest of your life. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can still have your financial statement checked over, learn from it, ask somebody who's smarter than you, somebody who can guide you to greater wealth. Do not be embarrassed if you have a bad financial statement. Because if you have a bad one, you don't say anything about it, it just gets worse. The reason I speak so vehemently about cash flow management, in the year since that first nylon and Velcro wallet business, I have found my business partners fall by the wayside. Not because they weren't good people, not because they didn't have good educations, not because they weren't hardworking. They all were. The reason they went broke over the years is they mismanaged their cash flow. And that's why I really stress income statements and balance sheets, managing your money. In my first business, the nylon and Velcro wallet business, Rich Dad just looked at my financials and he said, your accountant's stealing from you. My accountant was my business partner at the time because I thought the way I could get smarter was just have an accountant as a partner that would handle my ignorance. Well, all it did was exaggerate my ignorance because the guy was stealing from me blind. I couldn't even see it. And he picked it up in a split second. He says, the numbers tell you a story, and I couldn't see it. So what we call it, learn it. I'm not recommending it, but that is the process we go through. And I hope I've stressed that well enough. And I'll say it again. When I'm in my classes teaching entrepreneurship or investing, I turn into a marine drill instructor. Just because you get bored, because I got bored. I don't like it. You know, and Diane knows I don't like it. I sit down with her. I go over the numbers really quickly and all this, but I still go over them. I hate it. And then she's the one who guides me and talks to me and lets me go down to the Ferrari dealer and stare at the Ferraris for a little while. And then I come back in and say, okay, let's get back to work. And I manage my money again. She says, invest it.